Coming up on this special GameCube edition of Extended Play, we go to the Cube Club to get the lowdown on Nintendo's new console. We review the GameCube launch titles from Luigi's Mansion to Rogue Leader. And we find out what's in Nintendo's future. Stick around, it's game time! To Extended Play from the Nintendo Cube Club in San Francisco, California. I'm Kate Patello.
And I'm Adam Sessler. The Cube Club's a chance for anyone to finally get their hands on Nintendo's new console.
Now, a lot of industry executives have gotten to do that already, or you did if you went to E3, but what do all these real gamers think?
Well, let's find out.
It doesn't have a hard drive. It doesn't play DVDs. So just what does the GameCube do? It plays games, and it plays them well. So sums up Nintendo's strategy in its ongoing console war. While Sony and Microsoft tout the expanded capabilities of their systems, Nintendo is attempting to shift the focus of this battle back into an arena where they clearly dominate. Gameplay.
It's awesome. It's better than what I expected.
I've been in love with, like, Nintendo consoles since, like, I played the Nintendo when I was about, like, 7 years old. So I've been a fan ever since.
The games make me want to get one. And from the, without even playing it, you know, it looks good compared to the other systems.
Xbox looks good and all, but it's catering to a whole different market. In GameCube, it's specifically for games, and I think it's going to be better for it.
Graphics are awesome and cheap and, you know, it's Nintendo.
The GameCube itself, with its small, lightweight design and proprietary disc format, appears to reinforce Nintendo's focus on the games. But the tech inside the Cube provides some unique benefits to the player, one of which is the lack of appreciable load times.
The PS2, I have it has problems with the DVD-ROM. The games lag and load times are bad. So far, just from playing these, it doesn't look like there's any load times. Everything loads up right away.
In some ways, the GameCube invasion began this past summer, when the Game Boy Advance started worming its way into U.S. households. Innovative titles like Kirby's Tilt and Tumble 2 show how the two systems will work together.
Start at home on the Nintendo GameCube, download it to the Game Boy Advance, take it with you on the train, on the plane, wherever you're going, bring it back and continue playing. And finally, customize it. You're able to take games and customize features and download it through the Game Boy Advance. This is a 1-2 punch that nobody else can even get close to.
But the true ace up Nintendo's sleeve has always been their seemingly endless stock of original characters waiting in the wings. Over the next year, expect to see as many characters as Nintendo can muster on the GameCube. If there's a weakness here, it's the perception that the GameCube is a system for kids. Much of that comes from the fact that Nintendo likes to focus on games for the entire family.
This is just the kind of mistaken notion people have when they characterize the games we make. Our goal is to create games that are compelling for both children and adults.
However, with games like Eternal Darkness and the Resident Evil titles slated to hit the Cube, Nintendo fans shouldn't be as concerned as they once were. So with anticipation running high, one question remains. What would you do for a GameCube? Nintendo saw fit to ask just that in an online contest last month, and they brought 5 finalists to the San Francisco Cube Club to see just what they were willing to do. Meet Lizzie, Jeff, Matthew, Jason and Jennifer, and Corey.
Spam, cat food, and chocolate syrup into the sides of a GameCube, and I'm gonna eat the whole thing.
I'm going to be juggling Nintendo consoles while dressed up as Mario, as you can see, and whistling the Super Mario theme. It's pretty wacky, so.
I'm gonna paint the GameCube logo on a tapestry with my tongue using various condiments.
I'm dressed not in full costume, but I'm dressed as Mario, so.
Princess Peach.
That's kind of a lame stunt. You must have a trick up his sleeve.
I'm going to become the first human Pikmin by shaving my head because Pikmin don't have hair. I'm going to paint my entire body blue to be the blue Pikmin. And then I'm going to eat bugs because, like, this is a game based in a garden and there are lots of bugs roaming around, so I figured I'd eat some, yeah.
As the contest wore on, it became clear that Matthew was risking a sprained tongue. Jeff really needed a little more practice. Lizzie bit off more than she could chew. Jason did have something up his sleeve.
Jennifer, will you marry me?
Oh, my God. Yes, I will.
And Corey rapidly developed a taste for creepy, crawly things. While all five finalists walked away with the GameCube, Corey was awarded the grand prize.
I know Mr. Miyamoto would be very proud.
Who says good things don't happen to crazy people?
Coming up on Extended Play, get your flashlights and Hoovers handy. We review the spookiness of Luigi's Mansion.
Mario! Mario!
And we make a splash with our review of Wave Race Blue Storm.
You're watching Extended Play. Stick around. Kate and Adam have more video games coming right up.
Welcome back to Extended Play. Mario's occasionally overshadowed brother Luigi has finally stepped into the spotlight, or more accurately, the flashlight, as he sneaks around in the shadows hunting ghosts. Now, we've seen a lot of sneak previews of this game, but how does it pan out when you play it all the way through? Here's our review of Luigi's Mansion.
Mario!
Mario?
Mario!
Wherefore art thou, Mario?
He's somewhere in Luigi's mansion. Finally, Luigi steps out of Mario's shadow with a flashlight. And this game has got goods. You play in a mansion with old furniture and other bad things. If you want to save Mario, you gotta clean out all the ghosts. And you don't do it by jumping on their heads. It's more civilized. You use a flashlight to freeze them and a vacuum to seize them. You also have a Game Boy Horror that allows you to get some clarification on your situation. The AI is clever. Naughty ghosts will pop up behind Luigi when you least expect it. The two joysticks on the GameCube controller allow you to work the game with ease. The main stick controls Luigi, while the little stick controls his perspective. The cartoony graphics are solid. Its lighting and transparency effects are spectacular. The sound is pretty good, too. Hearing Luigi scream for his brother will put a smile on anybody's face.
Mario! Mario! Mario!
Luigi's Mansion only takes 10 to 20 hours to complete, but it's a well-conceived game that's worth every second. We give it a 4 out of 5.
The launch of the N64 also had a Mario-esque game. That was Mario 64. Alongside that was Nintendo's Wave Race. That game was remarkable because it really took advantage of the brand new analog stick on the N64 controller. So, in keeping with tradition, we have a new Wave Race game for the launch of the GameCube. It's Wave Race Blue Storm. The physics of racing a jet ski across water are very different than the physics of most racing games. Not only do you have to worry about moving your jet ski back and forth, but you also have to contend with the waves as they hurl you up and down. And that's quite a ride. The Wave Race controls and how they react to the environment are intuitive, yet they take a while to truly master. The courses are littered with obstacles and buoys, and learning how to make sharp turns is essential to steering through the course.
To make a sharp turn, pull back on the control stick while you are turning.
You'll want to learn where your turbo button is, too, for that extra burst of speed. The game features the same tricks that were in the original Wave Race, but throws in some new ones as well. You can race your player of choice in 6 modes, but the championship mode is the soul of the game. It's here that you open new tracks and weather conditions, race opponents, and make your mark on the jet ski world.
One, go!
It's turbo time.
Blue Storm has 6 environments to race through and several different weather settings from sunny to stormy.
We have an absolutely gorgeous day for a race.
Each of them looks great, and they alter the course enough to make jet skiing on a perfect sunny day very different than sloshing through a thunderstorm. Even though gamers familiar with the original Wave Race will instantly recognize similarities between the two, there's enough new stuff in Blue Storm to make it worth the purchase. Once you learn the controls, a very satisfying race experience awaits. And so we give Wave Race Blue Storm a 4 out of 5.
You won. Way to go.
Coming up on Extended Play, Rogue Leader Rogue Squadron 2 is ready to hit the shelves, but does it harness the power of the Force?
Red Leader, we're under attack.
And we dole out the primate goodness in our review of Super Monkey Ball.
Hey, don't leave me out.
Bring me in. I want to be a part of this.
Welcome to Tech TV, the ultimate resource for technology news, information, and entertainment. On air, online. Tech TV is the network that provides you with the right tool for the right times. Tech TV, television about technology.
Welcome back to Extended Play. Ever since we saw it at E3, Star Wars Rogue Leader Rogue Squadron 2 has been one of the standout titles for the GameCube launch. Now, it's based on its predecessor, the N64's Rogue Squadron. But now, with more attention being paid to the gameplay mechanics and an obvious leap in graphics, you got a whole new game in front of you.
Let's face it, even the most casual Star Wars fan has dreamed of skimming the surface of the Death Star trench or facing down an Imperial walker head-on. Dream no more. Thanks to Factor 5 and LucasArts, the greatest space battles of the Star Wars trilogy have been brought to life in ways never before imagined by gamers.
Watch yourself, Lando. TIE fighters at .06.
Cover me, Wick.
More of an arcade action shooter than a space sim, Rogue Leader captures the frenetic dogfights of the films perfectly and adds on to the Star Wars mythos with entirely new missions and worlds. The first thing you'll notice about Rogue Leader is that it is gorgeous. In some ways, surpassing the movies themselves, the game is a showcase of the GameCube's power and Factor 5's ability to capture the Star Wars universe right down to the last foot soldier. Look closely, and you'll be able to see the walker's feet and the sand under the water's surface. Subtle details like this abound throughout the game. The sound is perhaps even more impressive than the graphics. Rogue Leader features the best sound design of any console game ever. Gamers with Dolby Pro Logic 2 receivers will get to hear TIEs buzz past their heads in full 5-channel surround sound. But even in plain stereo, well, just take a listen.
We're heading for the medical frigate.
Red Leader, we're under attack!
The game's not just a pretty face, of course. Control is silky smooth and takes full advantage of the GameCube's controller setup. Dogfighting TIEs and bombing raids on gun emplacements will quickly become second nature.
Turn on your targeting computers to identify enemy targets.
Pulling up my targeting computer.
A targeting computer lets you quickly identify mission-critical targets, but we know that real Jedi have a more powerful ally.
Use the Force, Luke.
11 missions make up the meat of the game, with several bonus stages available for unlocking. While that may seem short, throw in a making-of documentary, in-level audio commentary by the developers, and hidden power-ups that upgrade your ships.
You've received the advanced proton torpedo tech upgrade.
And you've got plenty of replay value to keep you coming back for more. Even if you're not a Star Wars fanboy, this is a fantastic and expertly crafted title that will get any space fighter jock's adrenaline pumping. Extended Play gives Rogue Leader a perfect 5 out of 5. Rogue Leader was developed by Factor 5. Now, those are the same folks who brought you Battle for Naboo for the 64, which looked remarkably good given the system's limitations and just offered you a taste of what was to come. Now, our next game is Sega's first offering for the GameCube, Super Monkey Ball, and that takes like the arcade challenge of Marble Madness and adds Sega's own very unique twist.
Those who worship at the altar of irony will take solace in the fact that one of the launch titles for the GameCube stars a monkey encased in a sphere. And in Sega's aptly titled arcade port, Super Monkey Ball, we find an enjoyable game with a pick-up-and-play appeal that will entice both gamer and non-gamer alike. The premise is simple. Use the control stick to maneuver your monkey buddy through a series of increasingly difficult courses in order to reach the goal before time runs out. You can also optionally collect bananas generously and constantly provided and identified by the good people at Dole. 100 bananas gives you an extra monkey. Sounds simple, and it is, at first. In the beginner difficulty level, the paths are wide, the slopes mild, and most gamers will scoff at how easy it is. The advanced and expert levels are another matter. Expect to encounter some frustratingly devious courses. On the bright side, with practice, you'll be able to master any challenge. Oh yeah, who's your daddy? Who's your monkey daddy now? Sega could have seen fit to end development right there. With over 90 courses, there's plenty to do. But instead, they added 3 party games and 3 mini games, each for 1 to 4 players. The party games are Monkey Race, which is similar to Mario Kart, complete with wild tracks and power-ups. Monkey Fight, which arms you with a giant boxing glove. Points are scored by knocking rivals off the platform. And Monkey Target, where you can test your hang gliding skill while your monkey gets a breath of fresh air. The 3 mini games are equally fun variations of pool, bowling, and miniature golf. In order to access them, you need to get points by playing the single-player games, and one evening with a couple of friends will be enough to unlock all 3. The extremely clean graphics, good music and sound, married to addictively simple gameplay, is enough to warrant a 3 out of 5. But with the extra game mode Sega added to the mix, Super Monkey Ball is an excellent title for anyone remotely interested in games. Extended Play gives it a 4 out of 5. Super Monkey Ball may seem like a modest offering from Sega, but bear in mind, you're going to be seeing Phantasy Star Online in the future, as well as what we once thought impossible, Sonic the Hedgehog in Sonic Adventure 2. Now, while not impossible, cheats for Nintendo games are definitely not typical. But with a brand new system comes some new surprises. So here's your first GameCube cheat.
To do a right barrel roll, go off the jump and push left, then right on the control stick.
Piece of cake.
Now you try it.
Okay, that was lame. If the tutorial isn't much help, use a cheat code. Go to the options screen and press X, Z, and start at the same time. You'll unlock the password menu. Now enter J784WMHF. The Lost Temple Lagoon will be unlocked. Obviously, it's still going to be about skill and not cheats to get anywhere in this game. Ow! Coming up on Extended Play, the GameCube launch will come and go, but what does the future hold for Mario and friends?
Play. Many times, people will look to the launch of a console as its defining moment, but it really takes developers a while to get the hang of the system so they can take full advantage of it. As we've mentioned, landmark titles like Mario and Zelda are a ways off, but there's still a lot to look forward to from the GameCube. Nintendo's always known the value of staggering their high-profile releases over the course of the year. And this time around, it's no different. Quality over quantity, folks. That's the name of the game. And here's a quick glance at some of the titles the Cube will be offering over the next few months. One of the most anticipated of the lot is the oddly titled Pikmin, where players take on the role of the space explorer Captain Orima. That's the little guy with the space helmet, who has crash-landed on an alien planet. Your mission? To repair your trusty spacecraft with the help of the forever loyal Pikmin. Those are the tiny plant-like aliens with the flowers coming out of their head. Pikmin is basically a real-time strategy game where you and the Pikmin have 30 days to try to find your ship parts while avoiding having your little friends gobbled up by various poofy monsters. But don't be too distressed. Although the Pikmin look cute and helpless, if you breed enough of them, you can take down even the biggest of the previously mentioned poofy monsters. Also due to be out soon is the ever-popular Super Smash Bros. Melee. Aside from a pretty hearty roster update and, of course, GameCube quality visuals, this sequel is virtually identical to its N64 predecessor, which is understandable. This game has a great premise. Take all of Nintendo's top-notch characters and toss them all into one game where they get to beat each other up. The all-star cast includes Mario, Link, Pikachu, and Donkey Kong with the new GameCube edition of Princess Peach. One of the most eagerly awaited GameCube games for a great many people is the next installment in the legendary Metroid series, Metroid Prime. Not much is known about this game yet, but from the looks of it, you can expect some pretty cool graphics, high-tech weaponry, creepy tunnels, and crawly alien creatures.
Ew.
Rare is hard at work finishing up Star Fox Adventures Dinosaur Planet for spring 2002. Finally, fans of Fox McCloud will be able to venture out of the confines of his cramped R-Wing and explore a lush planet complete with Dino Buddy. Expect to see typical Rare production values on this one. Also on the list of things to come, Eternal Darkness, which Nintendo describes as a time-crossing psychological thriller with the player battling various shades of evil. Ooh, scary. The game spans hundreds of years, and the characters reflect life in these times. How you act and battle is derivative of when and where you exist as your current character. There's also Cameo, Elements of Power, where you play a beautiful young girl who has the ability to morph into various monsters and beasts. And no console would be complete without the latest edition of sporting titles, including NBA Courtside and Madden NFL 2002. The GameCube version of this fan-favorite football title will include a variety of enhancements over the PS2 one, including improved textures, new stadium technology, and graphical touches such as scuffs on helmets. Outside of just games, there's even more to look forward to with the GameCube. We don't know exactly when the modem is coming out, but it must be eventually, because Sega's working on Phantasy Star Online.
And we can also look forward to the Game Boy Advance being used in conjunction with the GameCube. We expect to see this link first with the release of Kirby's Tilt and Tumble 2.
Now, with so many games and systems out there and so little time, what are you going to do when it's time to buy one? Don't freak out. We're here to help you with Game Overload next week with our holiday buy-in guide.
Well, that's it for our special GameCube show. So, until next time,
Game over. Let's go play some games, man.
That's an excellent idea.
Go. Go GameCube, it's your birthday.
Off my dress.
That's annoying.
They don't really have too much of a taste, but right when you bite in, there's like all these juices that fly out.